sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia to the Lord.
In vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man.
Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be the servants who await the master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them reclined at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
The word vigilant is very helpful for us. Many times we're distracted. Vigilant, that means to do attentively to what you are doing. The Roman did a word called agas quod agis. Do what you are doing. Many times we're distracted. We think so many things of the past, the future, and not at the present. And so it's more important is be ready the present moment, the ready to do better at the present moment. When we are listening, attending Mass, full attention. But at times we are preoccupied, our schedule, what we're going to do. Well, we are preoccupied also for things that we had done in the past. And we seldom have the kind of peace and joy every present moment. We are not joyful because we are occupied by so many things, past and future, and not the present. And Jesus wants us always live well. Don't worry about tomorrow. Yesterday the gospel still say, stupid. Foolish man, why you prepare so many things tomorrow, today, tonight, I will have you in heaven, and you are ready for so many things. That's what yesterday's gospel. So also today, the word of St. Paul to the Romans also very helpful. Although we can be wrong many times, but Paul encouraged us, says, "Where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more." It's not because we have encouraged us to do wrong, but where there is more wrong things being done, the grace of God is to help us to stand again. The best way is try to live the present moment. When you see yourselves already thinking things of the future, come back. Or worry things of the past, don't worry. The grace of the grace of God is always more than we did in the past. So we thank the Lord that He give us His grace so that we can be a great person, another Teresa of Lisieux, another Teresa of Avila.